This graphic audio title features Galactic Football League by Scott Sigler. This bundle includes The Rookie, The Starter, and The All-Pro in our dramatized adaptation format. We hope you enjoy listening to this complete title featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio, A Movie in Your Mind audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Welcome back, football fans, to today's PNFL, the Pyrrhus National Football League semifinal matchup between the 9-0 Mining Colony 6 Raiders hosting the 7-2 Outland Fleet Corsairs at beautiful Mycovi Memorial Stadium. 9:32 left in the third quarter. Raiders ball, 3rd and 7 on the Corsairs 41.
Mycovi's 3 tiny moons hung in the evening sky like pitted purple grapes. Their reflected light diffused into the night's mist, making them glow with a fuzzy magnificence. Smells of human sweat, iron-rich mud, and the saltwater-like odor of Karsengi grass filled the frigid air. Quentin Barnes walked up behind the center, head sweeping from left to right as he took in every detail of the defense. Well, some would call it a walk. Most would call it a swagger. He stood behind the center, his hands tapping a signal in the center's ample behind. From his crouch, the center smiled. The signal was the kind of thing Quentin did when he saw a hole in the defense. And what Quentin saw, Quentin took. Behind Quentin, the tailback and the fullback lined up in an I formation. Two wide receivers lined up to the left side with the tight end on the right.
Red 15! Red 15!
Quentin's breath shot out in a growing white cloud. It seemed to break into slow motion as the crystallized vapor rose almost imperceptibly into the windless night. Across the offensive and defensive lines, similar start-stop breaths filled the air like a thin fog of war, each puff illuminated by the powerful field lights.
Watch that sucker!
The Corsair's outside linebacker pointed to the tight end. The tight end had caught 6 passes on the day, 4 of them in third down situations, racking up 52 yards and a touchdown. And it wasn't even halfway through the third quarter. The linebacker's jersey was once blazing white with royal blue numbers and was now a torn mess of brown streaks, green smears, and splotches of red fading to pink. The linebacker moved to line up directly over the tight end. From his stance, the tight end smiled. Now he saw the same thing Quentin had seen almost the second they broke from the huddle. The center snapped the ball into Quentin's wide hands. The linemen launched into their endless battle, huge cleated shoes kicking up clods of tortured grass and well-worn mud. Quentin dropped straight back as the fullback and tailback moved to the left and right, respectively, ready to block. The tight end shot off the line, big legs pumping and big arms swinging. The linebacker backpedaled, eyes wide and angry. He wasn't going to let the tight end beat him this time. The linebacker watched Quentin's eyes as they locked onto the tight end. The tight end stepped to the right, like he was breaking outside, his head looking up and his shoulders turning out in an exaggerated move before he cut sharply left to the inside and curled up at 8 yards in the line of scrimmage. Quentin's left arm reared back. The Corsair linebacker jumped the route. It was payback time, an easy interception. Quentin's arm came forward as the linebacker closed on the tight end, but the ball never left the tall quarterback's hand. Pump fake. Quentin reared back again, lightning fast, and lofted a smooth, arcing pass. The linebacker leapt, but the ball sailed just a few inches over his outstretched fingers to fall perfectly into the arms of the sprinting tailback, who had come out of the backfield on a delayed pattern. The tailback turned upfield, never breaking stride. The tailback threw a head-and-shoulders juke on the free safety, who couldn't change direction quickly enough to catch the streaking runner. The tailback cut to the right, towards the sidelines, and turned on the Jets. The strong safety had a good angle of pursuit, but there wasn't enough field to catch up. The tailback strode into the dirty end zone standing up. The record crowd rose to their feet.
Touchdown! Mycovi Raiders 34, Pyrrhus Nation Outland Fleet Corsairs 3.
Quentin Barnes reached down and plucked a few blades of the tough Karsengi grass from the muddy, cleat-torn field, and then held them to his nose. He breathed deeply, smiled, and rolled his fingers, feeling the grass's rough texture before the blades scattered to the ground.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?